Hello. There's Lisa. We're all here. Congratulations. Okay. Beautiful. Let's settle in. This is like the first day of a retreat, which it is the first day of a retreat, basically. And there's a lot of adjusting that happens when we're deepening into sacred space. Does anyone have anything they'd like to share that may have occurred over the break and came to you as an insight or a question? How's your grounding and settling going? Is that continuing? Is no one? Oh, Lisa. Wait, oh, who is it? Trish, you're not able to talk now. Is everyone blocked?
Hello, it's Fran.
No,
Can you hear me?
I can
Lisa.
speak. Yeah.
Okay, you can all talk.
Yeah, I think
The
maybe. Hey, Sarah, I wonder if you have something set up by accident where if someone calls in on a phone line, maybe for some reason they can't unmute. I don't know why that would be, but I can't think of another reason.
I think everyone can unmute, but I'm looking at Trish, and she is in the same position that Lisa was before. There's no mute button
Yes,
next.
that's my point. That's what I'm saying. She's calling in.
Oh.
She's calling in with a phone number, and that's what Lisa did before. And when they call in from a phone number, it doesn't look like it's giving them that option to unmute. So I don't know if there's something new in Zoom where you can select, like, a call-in person can't unmute or something. I don't know. That's my
Yeah.
hypothesis.
Okay, I'll take a look at that. Every time I go on the computer, they've changed something in every program.
Yeah, Zoom is like accelerating. It's I can't even keep up with it.
Right.
Just out of curiosity, I wonder if Trish was the last one in, like I was the last one in last
You were,
time.
oh,
Just a theory.
yeah, right.
And possibly if the meeting's underway and it's after the hour, they may automatically mute them.
No, she's calling in from a phone number before she called in from the app, because it showed up as a potential for her picture, which you're doing now. But when it's a phone number, you just get that phone symbol. She's doing it differently, whether
Okay.
she intended to or not.
Okay, so I'll take a look for tomorrow morning when I when I see, take a look at Zoom and see what
Yeah, see if
is
there's an option
checked
where
off. Yeah.
exactly. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they added a feature like that.
Okay, so but we've lost Trish, so she might be hanging up and coming in from another way.
I texted her just to give
Okay.
her an opportunity to communicate if she wants.
I
Hey,
sat outside. Oh, go ahead.
it's Renee. I'm just wondering if people on their phone, if they did the star six directly from their phone, if that might enable them to speak.
Oh. Well, she's not here. Let's see if she's waiting. We'll see if she comes back. I haven't heard star six for a long time.
Yeah, there's phone codes when you call in from a phone. Obviously, you can't use the features like you do from the app. So there's different star codes to raise your hand and to unmute and things like that. But I don't know what they are off my top of my
Don't think too hard.
head. I'm trying to ground. You're putting me in technical mode at the beginning of each session.
Oh, there she is. She's waiting. Okay, there. Let's see what we get this time.
Funny. So I wrote, Trish, do you need help? And she wrote back, of course. But she didn't say, wow. Very funny, Trish.
Are you here,
She's
Trish? Let's see.
typing.
She's not in the Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
Still typing.
I think what happened to me early this morning is that I selected sign in, which is the first button of the application. And that's why it wouldn't accept the code. And
Okay, Chris writes, keeps telling me I'm in waiting room if I use computer phone line works but can't unmute. Wait, she didn't have any punctuation there, so it may read differently. Keeps telling me I'm in waiting room if I use computer, period, I think. Phone line works but can't unmute, period.
Okay, so I've admitted her, but she that still says she's joining, which usually happens instantly. So we'll see.
How come she can't get out of the waiting room once she clicks on the link?
Well, it's interesting. Now she's got her phone and her computer.
It's not going to work that way. Tell her, Ken, can you tell her to just close everything out and then come back in from the computer one and just be patient while Sarah lets her in? Because it takes a little bit of time to notice someone's in the waiting room sometimes.
Okay.
But
Oh,
she's not going to be able
here,
to.
here's her iPhone 3, which she was on before.
Yeah, so if you let that in.
But she, okay, let's see.
So she should come back in on the link, right?
Well, let's see what I just admit her, and is she here?
Yeah, she's here now. We're
In
good.
full, in full, in
Yes,
full
and
ability.
yes, she should be able to. She's on the computer app, so it's
There she
definitely,
is.
yeah.
Okay. You're here, Trish. We got okay, Trish, what did you have to do to get to connect? Can you hear me? Oh, maybe I have to unmute you first.
Yeah, you had to unmute me, Sarah.
Okay.
And it won't do it when I come in on the phone line, and they were all telling me that I was in the waiting room.
Right, but you had two.
I just tried to everyone.
So what? So now you're on your iPhone.
I'm still on my iPhone because I don't have a computer, so I'm still on my iPhone, except I came in via the Zoom, I believe, app. And
Yeah.
that's what got me in.
Okay. Okay, so we knew we were going to have tech issues, right? And if this is as bad as it gets, then we're in good shape.
Yep.
Okay, we're all here. And let's settle in again. There we go. Okay, so first thing to note for the group energy, there's a little lightness just started coming in as everyone's grounding. Now I want you to take into effect that everyone here is very experienced at this. And so, if I invite everyone to settle in and ground, I don't have to give a lot of instruction, a lot of guidance, because everyone knows how to do it here. So, we're working with an advanced group. Most likely, you will not be working with an advanced group if you do this for yourself. Or with individual clients, which is why when you sign up for an appointment with me, I recommend that you listen to the grounding meditation before the session. Because people who have never even grounded or worked with energy before or anything, they actually do it. I would say 95% of the people that I work with do the grounding meditation. And it really helps them settle in, and we can get into the depth of the session more quickly. So, normally you'd be working with people who are not experienced at grounding, or you would be developing a group of people that would learn how to do this. It would be very challenging to try to create a ceremonial circle with people who were not practiced or familiar in some way with a spiritual practice. Are these kind of teachings helpful for you? I'm coming from the perspective of teaching about how to lead a ceremony circle rather than just our regular grounding class. So give me some feedback here. Is this helpful?
Hi, Sarah. It's Michelle. Yes, the tips along the way are very helpful, and they broaden our view of consideration, when leading, when living, when moving through the world.
Thank you. Okay.
Can I comment?
Sure.
So, the
I have an awareness for myself of how a moderate level of grounding that we were talking about. And then there's the deep level of grounding and flow. And that first level is, for me, it came through that it's like being present and the deep flow and allowing Mother Earth and the elements and Father Sky to be present, be presence through me. Is the difference for me?
That's okay. Love, keep going if you have more. Yeah.
I do. And when we were working with understanding how to be presence with the nature spirits, it's similar because when I was thinking about, like when we were talking about being, naming them, that was more about present and allowing them to be them in relation is about that presence. And then, it evolved into that deep awareness of lack of distinction and flow. I think that's all I have at this point.
Well, thank you. And that's a beautiful discernment for you.
Sorry, one other point. Thank you.
No problem. Go ahead.
Is I recognized how much cultural conditioning and having to be in control and monitoring and figuring out, and even I was thinking, even in my profession as a nurse, you were trained to that, really is just hijacking real flow. And I the word that just came to mind, or maybe it is mind and not the now, hold on. The desecration of that experience of presence and how deeply saddening that is.
Yes. Agree.
Thank you.
So, yes. There's so much all over YouTube and the internet and everywhere about what happened to humanity, 5 to 8,000 years ago. And there's the Kali Yuga approach, there's the archons and the whole Assyrian Babylonian approach, and the humans being made into a slave race. All of it, I just kind of stay away from all of that. We've definitely been in a very low frequency period. Well, what resulted in that? I think we're going to find out more about that as the awakenings occur within Mother Earth and the cosmos. I think we've had a lot of stories developed around that that suited the old paradigm. And that I am looking forward to further clarity and revelation about this. I, for myself, I really settle with the Kali Yuga idea that we just cycled into a very low frequency period. And in a low frequency period, the sacred is desecrated, it's violent, it's warring, it's polarized and competitive, and it's a survival level of existence. And we should be clear about the fact of it being a very violent period and rife with conflict. And there's always beneath, around, beyond the pure spirit and source that if we can, we can connect to. It's very challenging to break through the heavy energies that contribute to blocking that out. But they do, the light exists beyond the dark. And the oneness does exist. And I don't think we have enough knowledge to really understand why we even go through these 26,000 year cycles. So I myself stay out of that realm of trying to figure it out and stay, you know, my refuge is Mother Earth, which is what I teach, what I was born to teach with from her guidance. And so that's what I do. But again, we should not close our eyes in an idealistic way to ignore just how dark humanity has become. And we should open our eyes to the brilliance of who we are. So that's a lot to hold. That's a lot to embrace within your being. But every time I return to Mother Earth and I feel that energy holding me, circulating, it brings me into such a beautiful place that I don't need to have an explanation. I just need to be in that beautiful space. And that's the reason I don't even give names to, you know, like the Arcturians and the Pleiadians and all of that. I think we're going to be finding out a lot more about these different intelligences. And I think our whole paradigm is going to change. Everything that we know about this or have created stories about are completely going to change. And there'll be more to know and closer to the truth. Okay. Anyone else have something they'd like to share?
Hi, Sarah. This is Trish. Maybe three or four times today, you have spoken to the feeling of grounding How do I put this to? Feeling of grounding and it in engulfing us, almost like filling the egg. But for me, it's not that way. It's like it's way internal, not on the outside, on the inside. And it's kind of like I'm making bread in my stomach and I start kneading it and it goes down and up and down and up, and then it expands outward. So I'm having a hard time conceptualizing to what you are speaking to when you say it engulfs us around us, like the whole sphere concept, instead of being internal, being also external. Okay,
Oh,
did I make?
mine's both in and out. It's completely immersed. It's not separate.
Okay, so
Yeah.
why is mine separate?
May not be.
Oh, I'm just not aware of it. It is there. I'm just not tapping into it, maybe.
You just Once you become immersed in it, and like you said, the toroidal field is flowing, then it's who you are.
Okay.
So we go beyond separateness and just into pure experience.
Okay, I understand that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else?
Sarah, this is Carolyn. My experience the whole time and the same through our break was just this like so tired, kind of in a trance. And then when we broke for lunch, I thought, oh, so I just lay down and I was solid asleep, woke up to the alarm. So, like I'm hardly even hearing what you're saying all the time.
Perfectly good. That's why we have the recording. You don't have to hear me. Your being is absorbing this in the best way it knows how. And you haven't been around me long enough to hear me say a million times that I actually slept through the first 15 years of training with my teacher. Literally. I slept through 15 years of it.
Okay.
And I was with, there were three of us that were his primary students. They sat up in their cross-legged postures, stayed up all night, and were like model students. And I slept through the whole thing. And we all ended up in the same place.
All
So,
right.
okay, just enjoy the sleep.
I am okay. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I think sleeping through all this is the best way to go, actually. Least resistance, and the energies are able to get in without resistance. So they will take root and grow. We have to remember that this is a seeding process where lots of alchemy is happening within our being, and it doesn't necessarily show up instantly. In fact, very often not instantly. The main thing you might get from a class or a retreat is, a deep relaxation, feeling comfortable in your being. Some heightened experiences, some healing, but we're really here for the long-term effect and the long-term impact, which takes longer to take root in our being and doesn't necessarily show evidence right off the bat. So even saying, oh, I had a good retreat or training because I felt so good afterwards or during, that even doesn't represent truly what happens during a transformational experience. It's really what happens in the long term. But that's not how our social media is geared or all the messages are geared. And so we're always comparing ourselves to those messages. So see if you can be gentle with yourself, see yourself as a fertile field. So this would be a good time to talk about transmission too. So I do, I'm going to keep putting up teachings and writings on the class page. Those are for your reference. It'll help remind you. And there will be the summaries too that I make. Just going to pause here, let everyone ground. Actually, let's shift gears a little bit here. I would say let's greet the spirit of the water where we left off before. Recognizing that we are in relationship with Mother Earth, the spirit of the land, the nature spirits, and now we are greeting the spirit of the water more fully. And what you've learned and what you've been learning recently is how to not project an idea about what these intelligences are. And that's a very advanced practice. So again, we greet the spirit of the water. Completely open and not projecting or overlaying the mo we can have the most beautiful experiences of water that we can overlay or negative experiences. Neither one is what we want. We want to be open to any subtle shifts in energy frequency. And let that be as we practice non-projecting with the mind and associations and personal history. There's vast intelligence in these elements and always more to discover. And yes, we have a history of the physical representation of the elements, but there's so much more here. And if we can just stay with any kind of subtle openness, that will serve us greatly. So we're starting to attune to the spirit of water. As an entire group. Now, this may derail us or not, but let's quietly, without words, ask if the spirit of water or the spirit of Mother Earth or the spirit of the land has any message for you, any teaching for you. So that would have happened. And now the group has formed a higher frequency. And the axis is stronger and the energy is stronger. Flow is more dynamic. So even if you didn't hear anything in words, there was a interaction that occurred that strengthened the field of the circle and brought us into a higher frequency. So that might be hard to digest or allow for, because anytime you use the word message or teaching, it associates with receiving something to help your life, which is not necessarily what happens. But what happened was you came into relationship with those essences, and it strengthened the power of the circle. Okay, so now we'll greet the spirit of the fire. I will greet the spirit of the air. And just because we were invited to ask for a teaching or a message from the first two, we were not invited to do that with the fire. In this relationship with the spirit of the air, we are each receiving a gift, a blessing of an old pattern being released. Don't try to figure it out, just stay with the energy. An old pattern that is now being carried off by the wind. Yeah, we greet the spirit of the ether. And let's see what unfolds by greeting the spirit of the ether. We're having another layer of illusion veil removed right now. And by greeting the elements, we were taken through a series of purifications and of developing relationship with non-human intelligence to open up our dimensional spectrum. And now the luminous beings are able to radiate pure light into our hearts. Again, purely vibrational. So this is where the luminous beings take over, guiding the ceremony. As a facilitator, we help as the preparers. And that is really the hardest job, coming from the frequency that we're living in. How do you bring people along to a space where we could say the higher being, the luminous beings, are able to know us, see us, and we're available to receive the light, the higher frequency. So we as human beings, really in our humanness, can't open sacred space. It's a collaborative experience in which we need to be in relationship to higher frequency non-humans. When we do it, it falls in the realm of magic. And there's a strong element of control in that. But when we learn to facilitate the cleansing, the purification, the settling and deep peace, the higher realms open collaboratively. And start to bring us into harmony. In such a fine way that we become the perfection. And you can still feel your feet, you can still feel your body. This spans the entire spectrum. You're not leaving your body. Your body is becoming luminous with you. Body has the capacity to become luminous, like a filament of a light bulb. This is the deeper cleansing and removal of ignorance, heavy energy. Okay, we're starting to reintegrate slowly. Very gently note how you're still in your body. Your body probably has very little strain in it. Feel your breath. Keep your feet on the floor. Little deeper breath. Just very gently reattuning to the physical presence. Why don't we take 10 minutes and just walk around a little or go to the bathroom, and we'll come back at 4:20. Stay connected, just stay on mute.
Hey Siri, set my timer for 8 minutes.
8 minutes starting now.
So we're going to go 10 minutes, but okay.